This is Mythical.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is Charles Neal from Dispatches from Myrtle Beach with my son Link Neal from Good Mythical Morning. How you doing, Link?
Oh, I'm doing good, Dad. I swear to you. Like this podcast and sitting down and doing this, it's always a boost. And I need a little bit of a boost today because I just ate way too much Mexican food. I got like a burrito baby in my belly.
Well, I'm glad you've eaten. It's 6 o'clock or 6:30 or whatever what time it is here, and I ain't had no supper. So
you don't know what time it is, but it's time to eat.
Yeah. So
Red and I rarely eat out, but we were out filming something, and then we were like, we have time to eat a little lunch, and we went to our favorite Mexican restaurant. Which is pretty famous, called Salsa and Beer. It's like the best classic, like down the line Mexican restaurant. I'll have to bring you there next time so that you can make it an unpaid ad or something. I don't know what they do, but it's awesome. But then on the way back, I thought I was going to shit my pants. I mean, I'm just...
Hey, sometimes that stuff will go right on through you. Wait till you see when you ain't got a gallbladder and you eat that stuff and how quick it'll go through you.
Are you talking about Nancy or you?
Me. I ain't got one either.
Neither one of y'all have a gallbladder.
I ain't had one in 12 years.
Oh, so how many times have you shit your pants?
More than I can tell you.
Well, why don't you just pick one? Like, tell me about... Your favorite time when you shit your pants. Is that what you plan to talk about today?
No, I didn't. Well, probably.
But this is the dispatch I'm on. Tell me.
But it's happened. I mean, it happened. I could even say that it happened today.
Oh. Okay, well, say it.
I was talking to Nancy on the phone about she was going to come help me paint some pickets today. I said, just stay there. I just shit in my britches. I'll be home in a minute.
What happened, Dad?
All of a sudden it hit me and it, I couldn't, my pucker won't pucker. And I just,
Your pucker string is loose?
Yeah, it's a little loose. So I it wasn't real bad, but it was, I had to get in the shower and wash off.
Oh, God.
So we are kindred spirits. So this is my future?
That's way too much information for all the Myrtle Beach out there.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I shit you not. You shit in your pants is the best shit we could talk about on this show. I mean, so I have a few follow-up questions. you were painting pickets.
No, I was replacing some rotten boards before Nancy got there.
So you were yanking on boards, or what?
And I was pulling on a board, and I said, "Oh hell, oh I got to go."
So did you think it was a fart?
No, I knew it wasn't no fart.
Oh wow!
No, it was. It all of a sudden
you were yanking.
It started easing out. So I said, I got to go.
Wow. And so you literally told Nancy that you were coming home.
Oh, yeah.
My first thought would be, I don't think I've ever actually shit my pants. I'm not trying to gloat here, but I do understand.
You ain't old enough yet. Okay. You'll probably, give you about 30 more years, you'll figure it out.
Okay. So, I think my first instinct, no pun intended, would be to take my pants off before it got through my underwear, and then I would use my underwear to.
Well, I won't. But like, sort I won't. Clean but up. Like 2 blocks from the house. So I have done that before.
Okay.
Took them off. Cleaned up a little bit, put my pants back on, then drove home and took a shower after that too, and just threw the underwear away.
That's right. On the way home, like out the window?
Well,
Mad Men style?
No, I put them in a bag and put them in a
You got in your truck today? You sat in your seat?
In my van.
How did that go, Dan? Hey, you sat down in your seat. Did you hover? Did you like drive in a?
Yeah, kind of. In like kind of eased up, and, you know.
More on the thighs.
Yeah, it kind of set up a little bit, and I knew it hadn't all run out. It was kind of matted up in there. So I eased on around the house and come running up the steps here at the house and went in and. Got cleaned up and went back to work. And hey, it ain't like I'd already been to the bathroom twice this morning.
Right, of course.
Because, I mean,
yeah,
you know, with this medicine that I take for my leukemia, it keeps you real regular. Yeah, about going to the bathroom. So.
Okay, all right. Wow, you might need to start caring. I mean, I know that you did that thing. You did the mini-sode talking about always have on clean underwear, and I didn't know how pertinent this was you currently.
Yeah, for me.
Wow.
I'm telling.
We are really on the same wavelength. I mean, I think it's like, you know, twins can, like one twin can feel when the other twin is like feeling pain. I think I can feel when you shit your pants.
Oh, Lord. Well,
that's the other way we can communicate.
When you eat Mexican, maybe we ought to try it, and I'll go eat Mexican the same time you do and see what happens.
But don't tell me, and I'll just see if I know.
Okay. Oh, we can do that.
Just start keeping a shit your pants log, and I'll also keep a I think he shit his pants log. So we don't have to talk about it every episode, but like maybe once a quarter we can just compare logs.
Okay. All right. I can do that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'll keep a little, keep a little note on my phone. What are you doing? We're in the middle of a conversation. Why are you pulling out your phone? Well, I'm sorry. I need to jot down that I think my dad just shit his pants in Myrtle Beach. Excuse me. I will return to our conversation in just a moment, but I have priorities.
Yeah. You
anyway, okay.
Remember that.
Okay, great start. So, so you're doing great.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. I love it.
And we we had a, I think I told you this, that we had a family reunion this weekend for Nana's side of the family, the Buchanan side.
Tell me about it.
I was walking around and talking to some of the younger people in there, because believe it or not, they weren't but five people at the reunion that was older than I was.
How's that make you feel?
Old.
God. Yeah, because Nana only, it's only her and Aunt Linda.
Yep.
Of the siblings, right, that are living now. That's sad.
On her side. So
was it still a happy affair?
Had 73 people there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was walking around. I ain't like, you know, me and you ain't like some people. If I go to a family reunion, if I don't know who somebody is, I'm going to walk up there and ask them who they are.
That's right.
And introduce
You need to
myself.
Reunite. Yeah, you don't need to stay in your little family cluster and just show your
That's
face.
That's right.
A lot of people just come just to make their grandma happy.
Yeah.
So you made the rounds.
And so I made the rounds, and I was talking to this, probably there was five young people that come walking up, and I said, Who are y'all? And they told me who they were. And I said,
who are y'all?
And what's your name? And I asked them what their names were and who their mom and daddy, I mean, which side of the family and what side they came from and stuff. Cause they ain't just all Buchanans, there's Warmucks and I can't even, but anyway, who? I asked them and
other
I said,
names.
Link, do y'all ever watch anything on YouTube? And one of them said, well, yeah. And I said, do you know who Rhett and Link are? And they kind of looked puzzled. And then I said, Good Mythical Morning. And they said, oh, we watch that all the time, one of them especially. And he said, and my other cousin last year, I mean, they're crazy about it. And I said, well, Link's my son.
I've attended this family reunion in the past.
And they had a fit, and then they got to jerking out the phones and wanted to take a picture of it because I told them about Dispatch. I said, you got to start watching Dispatch
That's
from
right.
Myrtle Beach.
That's right.
So we bonded and had a good time talking, and then they know more
little
about
promo
me and can watch
at the reunion.
Yeah. Yep. So... Well, had a good reunion. It worked.
Watch
out.
Our podcast,
it nice.
Kids. It's so good you'll shit your pants. That could be our new slogan. I just can't let go of it. I just cannot move on. Yeah, I miss it. And everybody brings the food. Everybody brings their like.
Oh
fame.
Yeah. Well, Link, back in August, I cooked all them Boston butts for the Sunday school class. I told you,
Yeah.
And I froze one. I got it out Saturday night and put it in the crock pot and put the little stand in it and put some water in it about 11 o'clock that night and turned it on about 150. And I got up about 6 o'clock Sunday morning and poured some more water in it and took it out about 8 o'clock.
Good as new.
Pulled it apart and poured the water out and put some barbecue sauce on it, put it back in that thing. And when I went over to pick the pot up, I had looked one time and there was a right smart in there. When I went back over there to pick the pot up, there was about that much barbecue left. That was all. And I had to scrape it up around it.
That makes you feel good.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you're at the end of a family reunion and you're bringing your lucky pot from the potluck back home to wash it, you be honest. You're looking at your pot and you're looking at everybody else's pot and you're seeing whose pot's been got. Like, this is a competition. It's unstated. And if the plate's not, if your pot's not clean, that says something. Nobody wanted seconds and you lose.
I didn't lose.
It sounds like you won.
Yeah, because some of them come up and says, when we have this next year, make sure you bring some of that again.
That's a good feeling. No, it makes me sad to not to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to fly back just for that.
Yeah.
And do it maybe sometime.
Sometime. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, listen, I got a holler out to Jason Hammond, who sent this video in from OPN Painters.
Okay.
You got that clip, Logan?
Yes, I do. Playing it now.
The sheetrock wasn't primed before textured and paint. He's pulling.
Oh, my gosh. So let me just narrate for the audio listeners here. This guy is standing on one end of his living room pulling on paint off the wall, and it's pulling the entire layer of paint off the entire wall as one piece.
He's going from wall to ceiling.
Oh, my gosh. The funny thing about it is not just that all the paint's coming off the wall and that it's all coming off in one piece, but that he's got the ceiling fan going. I mean, he's just begging for all of that paint. All he had to do instead of pull, is just drape it over the ceiling fan and turn it on, and it would have sucked it off every wall, and then that would have gotten 300 million views on TikTok.
Hey, Jason, I'm going to tell you, I pulled off a lot of popcorn ceilings and stuff, but I never pulled one off that it pulled the paint off the walls, the ceiling, and everything. So,
all in one piece?
I'm telling you.
How does that? Have you never seen that?
No.
Of course, you've never done something.
It never happened to me doing it and stuff before.
So what kind of holler out is this? Is this are you throwing shade or are you commiserating or?
I'm just saying that whatever you were doing, it looked like it was coming off pretty clean to me, Jason, where you didn't have to do a whole lot of work to fix the walls and the sheetrock. So, where I used to do ceilings here and stuff, they didn't usually prime them anyway when they sprayed popcorn. But most of the time, the walls were primed with some primer or something before they painted the walls. But I don't know. You look like you got into a hell of a mess to me. looked like you were going to be able to fix it to me.
It peels off. So, there's a whole genre of videos called that peeling feeling, and I'm pretty into it. It's when you get something new, like a screen or something, and it's got like a little piece of plastic. You may not even realize it's there until you've had it for like a couple of weeks or a month. You're like, oh, there's a piece of, and then you just grab that plastic and you just pull it off.
Yeah.
And it kind of feels like an empty potluck pot. It's like satisfying.
Like you got something new again.
Yeah, it's fresh and clean.
It's fresh and clean.
Yeah. Shout out. Holler out, Jason.
Shout out to you, Jason. So sound like you were doing a good job, though. So keep the good work up. And if you get something like that happen again, give us another holler out, and we might talk to you again.
That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Jason, you sit in a painting experience that Dad has never experienced, so that's hard to do.
It's time for another edition of Myrtle Beach Mailbag. Well, Link, we got some emails in our Myrtle Beach mailbag, and I got a really good one to start with from Claire Switzer.
Okay.
Claire says, I recently had a job interview. I was nervous. It was going quite well and thought I was doing a good job hiding my anxiety until quite literally spewed out of me halfway through. I suddenly felt an overpowering wave of nausea, and I quickly excused myself from the room and proceeded to puke in the
shit
first
your pants.
Trash can.
Oh, no, I thought she shit her pants. God, that would have been perfect, Dad.
No, she didn't do that.
I thought I was no pants shitting about to happen. It would have been 3 for 3. She what? Say that again. I got 2 workshops.
So she found the first trash can she could get to, which was well within earshot of my prospective employers. When I had finished vomiting, I apologized profusely, explained that I am an anxious person, and assured my interviewers that I would take the contaminated trash out with me when I left. I then proceeded to complete the second half of the interview. When it was over, I graciously thanked my interviewers and took my puke bag out to the dumpster.
My question is,
do you think I blew it completely by blowing chunks? Would you hire me if you were the interviewer? Well, Claire, I got a little story to tell you. We got a friend, and this has been, her name is Joyce.
No last name?
I ain't going to use her last name.
Good.
But Joyce went to Central Carolina Community College for an interview for a job about 40 years, maybe even longer than that. And when she got, there was 2 men going to interview her. And Claire, when she started to step up and walk in to where she was interviewed, she tripped. And she didn't know it, and she had a hair piece on her head. And she didn't know it, but the hair piece turned around sideways.
Okay.
And she went in for the interview, and the interview with all these men, these 2 men, and everything went good. And when she went out and went over and went in the bathroom, that's when she saw that her hairpiece was turned around sideways. And she said, well, oh, hell, I know I ain't getting this job. Well, Claire, let me give you a little upbeat about that. If you got sick and all them people, and as graciously as you were about how it happened and everything, Joyce got the job. So maybe with what's going on with you and what you had to say, if anybody can get sick during the interview and then come back in and apologize for it and do what you did, then I still think you got a pretty good job. Because if you did it for me, I'd give you the job just to see how you did after that. Because, I mean,
only one way to go, and that's up.
That's right. So, you know, just think. It happened to somebody I knew, and she got the job. And I hope that when this comes out, that if that's what happened to you, I think you ought to have got the job too. So you're not the only person that something like that has happened.
That's right.
So
all types of things happen.
I can
think of all types of things. Some involving pants. That could be worse.
But you just need to remember, Claire, if you didn't get that job, you got a hell of a story to tell somebody.
That's right.
It's a great story. Go to a party or something. You know, how to break that. I said, I got a story to tell y'all. You ought to hear what happened to me when I went to this interview. And you'll probably be the life of the party when you tell that story. So.
I certainly enjoyed the story, and I think, you know, good stories are hard to come by, and I think they're worth a lot. So I totally agree. Even if you don't have the job, that's like it could be worth it, assuming you eventually get a job. But yeah, there's also the part that's like, it seems like she showed a good amount of poise, you know?
Oh yeah.
I mean, a lot of people deal with anxiety. I deal with anxiety, but it's what you do with it. It's how you respond to it. And you got to learn. You can learn tools to to kind of control it or at least put it in its place or mitigate it. But sometimes you just got to vomit. And it's what you do afterward. So it's, you know, saying, you know what, I'm going to take care of that. And now we're going to finish this interview. That's a lot of poise to finish the interview. I agree. I think that's in the win column.
Even to come back in. I mean, she went out the door and she had enough guts to come back in the door and finish the interview. That says a lot for somebody, Clarence. So, you know.
Right.
I would think they ought to give you the job. But I just like you asked me, I'd have hired you.
You go, Claire.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, we're going to change gears a little bit, though, Link. Got an email from Chelsea Ann. And this one's kind of sad, and you and I both have kind of been through something like this. She says, my mama passed away in June. She basically raised me because my mom was a single mom and worked all the time. I have not been handling her death well. I was wondering what you guys do to deal with grief. What helps when you really missing someone?
I love this question.
Chelsea, this is something that almost anybody that's any age in their life have kind of gone through. But what you have gone through because it was your mama and because of what she did for you all those years, and I don't know how old you are now and don't know how old she was, but, you know, she stepped up to the plate and did something for you to help her daughter so that, you know, that she could try to be successful and help take care of you and do things for you. But when you lose somebody like that, it's not ever easy. I mean, I had never been in that exact situation, but I've been in that situation when mine and Link's papa and dad died, mm-hmm. and Link's other papa died, and his other nana or grandmother that they had. We've all dealt with it. But most of the time, my daddy and Link's grandmother and all the people that we think so much of, they know you're going to grieve some, but they would want you to, after people get buried or whatever happens, right, where you're at, if you're cremated or whatever, they would want you to, you know, start thinking about all those good times that y'all had together when she was raising you and all the things she might have taught you how to cook something. She might have took you to sports things or games or whatever she did. She would want you to remember those times instead of being sad that she's gone now. And in my situation, and I don't know about Lynx, he'll tell you, but I always go back and not try to remember the last days that Papa was living, but remember all those things we did when we were growing up. Me and Link talked about it where we went on all the boating trips together. And,
right.
And Papa would try to drown us in the water and throw us off the thing. Or
right.
When I was growing up, he took me and was my baseball coach and all those things. So you just need to kind of step back, Chelsea Ann, and just remember all the things, the memories that you have for her that were really good. And that's what she would want you to do. She wouldn't want you to be sad that she has passed on. She would want you to go on with your life and remember all the good things that y'all did together.
Yeah. And it's just giving yourself permission to take time. That it's a grieving is a process, right? So it's, yeah, and yeah. There's, you know, there's steps to it. You can read about it.
I think there's 7 steps in there, Link.
Right. And it's, so being, if you want to educate yourself about that, I think it will maybe help give you permission to know where you're at and that it's a common experience. You know, finding people who've suffered a similar loss, I think, can also be very helpful. You know, someone who's lost a mom can relate specifically to that. You know, with my mom losing Lewis, you know, her husband, and then your sister, my Aunt TC, losing her husband unexpectedly. And mom tells me about how, and then also with Nana losing Papa, like the three of them have gotten together. Like mom was telling me, that they went out to Hudson Bay and got some seafood. And, you know, it's just the three of them getting together and they have this shared experience of grief that's very specific to a spouse. And mom has talked about how much that was helpful specifically. So I don't know. I think maybe if there's some advice in there, Chelsea, take it for what it's worth. But yeah, Dad, I like what you said. It's, At the moments that you're sad, and boy, it hit me actually. It was a couple of weeks ago, and you know what? I cannot remember what triggered it, but I was just overwhelmed with grief about how much I missed Papa, and it was just kind of out of nowhere, and I just found all this emotion welling up, and tears started coming, and that's unusual. But when it happened, I felt part of it, it kind of felt like a release, and it felt good because it felt like I was honoring how special he was to me. And I was kind of glad that that was in there and that it came out and that I was able to experience it. You know, it's kind of like what you were saying about thinking back to the specific fond memories you have, it might make you more sad, but it make you sad in a sweet kind of way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Our heart goes out to you, Chelsea Ann.
I ain't got no big degree in anything, but I got a pretty good sized degree in life. So I've had a lot of stuff happen. So.
Yeah. And we got a big heart, so that's the best we can give you.
Yep. Well, I got another email from Zach Hamajic, I think that's how you say it. He said, I love listening to your podcast when I'm in the gym working out.
All right.
There have been several times when I've gotten weird looks from others because I can't help myself from laughing. I'd love it if you could give me some sweet Southern motivation for my workout.
Yes, do it, Dad. Go for it.
Well, Zach, I'm going to try to give you some motivation because I don't go to the gym. And the way I still work, I still work, but I thought about this, and it sounds like you're pretty deliberate about going to the gym and staying fit and all that stuff. And boy, that's a good idea. Just keep doing that stuff. But let me tell you, let me give you a good reason to cry. And this may not be you, Zach, but you know, the more that you go to the gym and work out, it's just like that commercial, one of them commercials you see on TV. You can go out and not feel guilty about having a couple of cold beers because you sweated all that stuff out and you get to go get a cold beer with your friends and you've worked out. Then you know you're going to go back the other day and you ain't going to be getting fat from it. So just go ahead and keep working out. And then if you want to go have a cold beer and or get something good to eat somewhere and do it, just you don't even have to feel guilty about it because you know you're going to go and work out some more and be fit and be able to eat whatever you want to.
But Dad, what if he's working out right now? Like, he's listening right now, he's working out, he's bench pressing with every rep. I want you to give him a beer. Say, when he pushes it and he gets it to the top, you can count the beers he can drink.
So, Zach, I know that you're pushing them bells up and down and keep working at it, knowing that each time you do that, that means you can have another cold beer when you get through working out every day. So just keep push, Zach. Keep pushing.
You want push that beer, up, Zach?
Yeah, go ahead. Push it up. So you made it. Yeah.
That's one beer.
So keep working out. Hey.
Two beers?
Maybe two beers. Yeah.
Three beers. Four beers. Five beers.
No.
Six
beers. That'd be like what Lando told me when I was out there at your house, and he said, "Granddad, that'd be your third beer. That'd be enough on it."
And you said,
"I said, are you counting?"
And he said,
"Yeah, yep. I'm counting."
Get it, Zach.
You know, don't go overboard, but you know, you can go out with your friends and have a couple cold beers with them, Zach. So
that's right.
I hope that gives you some Southern enthusiasm to keep working out with what you've been doing and everything. Now it's time for Grandkid of the Week. Well, I'm going to talk to one of my grandchildren, the last one that I hadn't talked to yet on the show, and her name is Hayden. And Hayden's birthday is September the 24th, not far off. This episode will probably come out, Hayden, maybe a week or so after your birthday. But just to let you know, if you ain't been to the mailbox, you got a card at the mailbox for me and Nana, so make sure you go and check. But I was talking to Hayden last night, and I said, Hayden.
We just lost a light, Dad.
Light.
You almost got killed by a light. It's another close encounter.
I told Hayden, I said, well, Hayden, you must be, what are you, about 13? She said, Granddaddy. I'll be 15 my birthday.
Yeah, you're falling behind, man.
I mean, all of them's growing up so fast. I mean, Hayden's just become a freshman in high school, and Lincoln's a freshman in college.
Crazy.
Man, I know I'm getting old. But Hayden is a really smart girl, and she does really well in school. And Hayden is part of she's an officer in the zoology club.
Oh.
And
that doesn't surprise me.
And she's real interested in maybe going to college for zoology and everything. And she's in the yearbook club. And everything that she does, she just tries to excel at it and do great at it. And Hayden, your granddaddy is really proud of you.
You know, one of the things I love about Hayden is her sense of humor. She's got that dry wit. Yeah. She can school you, and she's got a good, sharp wit about it. So I always get a kick out of hanging out with her. They're coming out my way. We're gonna hang out, yeah. And I'm excited to have the nieces for a long weekend coming up. So,
Hayden, you keep doing what you're doing, and Granddaddy's proud of you, and I love you.
Love you, Hayden.
Well, all you Myrtle Beasts, it was fun having all y'all here with us today. And don't forget to tune in next week for another mini dispatch. Mm-hmm. And please click those follow and subscribe buttons for us wherever you get your podcast and on YouTube. And don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Yes, please. Every little bit helps.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And if you got a joke, question, or comment you'd like to share with me, email me at ratherbesagging53@aol.com. And we can't wait to spin your world again next time. So y'all come on back in about 2 weeks, and we'll be talking to you again. Love y'all. Love you too, Link.
Love you too, Dad. Woo, that was a fun one.